So tonight is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, very significant month. So I'd like to share a few thoughts from this amazing sefer, Rav Gedalia Shor Zatzal. So it's called Or Gedaliahu, close to my heart. Besides for the similarities in names, but he brings in the beginning of the piece on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rav Gedalia Shor discusses. He quotes from the Tur. The Torah brings down in Simon Tof Yud Zayin that the three regalim correspond to the Avos, that Pesach is the Zman of Avraham, and Kabbalah HaTorah Shavuos is Yitzchak, and Yaakov is Sukkos. So besides that, perhaps we're familiar with, he adds on that really that the 12 months of the year are keneged the 12 Shvatim, and that really there's just like there are sha'arim, gates that are opened up, you know, like we say in the davening, we just came out Pesach, Zman Cherusenu, and we have Zman Simchasenu, Zman Matan Torah Senu, we have a Zman for each of these regalim, so to every Chodesh, there's a special unique koach to each one of the Chodoshim. And that corresponds to the 12 Shvatim. There is a machlokis as to which month, how do you cheshben out? Do you go according to their birth order? That's the way the Ravid seems to be learning. The Ravid would say that, so then Nisan would be keneged Ruvain, and the month we're in now would be keneged Shimon. And the Arizal learns that it's not keneged the birth order. I'm sorry, if you just have someone to mute, it's a little bit, we're getting a little background noise. Thank you. Right, so the Arizal is learning that it's connected to the Degolim. So Chodesh Nisan is corresponding to Yehuda, and then Yisachar, like the Nesiim, so he was in the second month. But what remains is that there's a koach on each month, and the Sha'arim are opened up. So Rosh Chodesh tonight and tomorrow is a very auspicious time to connect to that special unique koach. So how do we know? What's the koach? What's the unique nature of Iyar? So he brings from the Sefer Yetzira, unsure, multiple opinions to who exactly is the author of the Sefer Yetzira. Some go as far as to attribute to Avram Avinu. Others put it within the Tanoim, but okay, Lamai Nafkamina. At the end of the day, we learn it, we try to incorporate its teachings. So it talks about Himlich Os Vav Bechodesh Iyar. Himlich, like a lashon to make a melech, to have rule over this koach of the letter vav in the month of Iyar. So what does that mean? How do we know? So the idea he brings, again, coming from the Sefer Yetzirah, is that the os vav is behirhur. So hirhurim are thoughts. But we have to go a step further to understand that in lashon HaKodesh, there's different ways of describing thoughts. Normally, as we actually spoke about last night, we talk about machshava. So machshava is a thought, and hirhurim are thoughts. So what's the difference? You know, this is like a classic type of malbim. You know, what does each one connotate? But the way he brings it down, according from Rav Tzadok, the Kohen, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that hirhurim are in the heart. That's in the lave, whereas machshava, the type of thoughts that are related to one's moach, to one's brain. So again, the intellect is our machshava, and the thoughts, like we even say about hirhuri lave, we connect it, the thoughts in one's heart, that's what hirhurim are. So the avoda, in this month, that we're beginning right now, Chodesh Iyar is to be himlich osvav mirhurim, that we should put the koach of a vav in our thoughts, in our hearts. Now what is a vav? A vav, we know, is the vav hachibur. A vav is something that connects two things. And it works out very well. That the Chodesh Iyar is the month which the majority of the days of Sefiras HaOmer take place right now in this month. We have the second half of Nisan and the first week of Sivan, but the entire month we're in right now of Iyar is one that is of Sefira, and Sefira is all about connecting. So what exactly are we connecting? We are connecting the events of Nisan, which was the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation, his Hisgalus that began with, first of all, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then Ra Shifcha al Haya Mashra Yechizkel Ben Buzi, that a Shifcha, even a low-level maidservant, saw at Kriyas Yamsuf more than the Navi Yechizkel, who saw the Maisa Merkava. In our Gemara, we've been learning Chagiga, the whole Maisa Merkava, one of the most esoteric, deepest parts of mysticism and things. So a Shifcha, a low-level Shifcha, some more by Kriyas Yamzuf, this Hisgalus, that's the month of Nisan, like the word itself, Nes, an open miracle, something that's revealed. That was all that happened at the beginning. And then, but there wasn't, what didn't finish. From that amazing vision that took place in those Nisim v'Niflaos of Nisan, we have to go 7 weeks and get to the culmination of that, which takes place at Har Sinai. Rashi HaKadosh brings on Chumash that the Shiva Rakim, the seven heavens, opened up. Ein od milvado, ata hares ledas, ki Hashem Elokim. We know these things. But the beginning of that was Nisan. The culmination of that is in Sivan, the next month. The Vav, that Chibor that connects the beginning of the process to the end process, that's the month of Iyar. That's the time that we find ourselves in now. So our avoda is to be working on that chibur of connecting it. So how do we do this? So he says that the Vav is also an os of emes, of emes. So we put the emes of the Vav into our hirhurim, into our heart, to lead lives that reflect the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we have our Yetzer Tov sholit rule over the Yetzer Hara. You know, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks an amazing question. If it's so true that we just said a minute ago that a Shifcha saw a Kriyas Yamsuf, why don't we have like Nevuah from these Shfachos? If everybody got this amazing vision, where's it written down? Why don't we have that? You know, we go through a Tanakh, right? You have the Nevi'im, you have the Chaf Dalid Sifrei Tanakh, 24 books. Why don't we have millions of Svarim? Everyone's a Navi, everyone saw amazing things. Why don't we have any records from what this Shifcha saw? So says Reb Chaim Shulevitz in such a sharp, penetrating voice, the Teretz is they didn't work on themselves, and they remained just a Shifcha. A person could have an amazing Hisgalus, inspiration, inspired, they want to do things, they want to change, they want to grow, they want to be Mekabel something upon themselves, but unless there's that day-to-day work following it, it's not going to happen. The month we're in right now is about doing the day-to-day work of Sfiras HaOmer, of counting and working on our Midos. Recently, an article published by Rav Aaron Lopiansky Shlita, he said, everybody says, as soon as this corona ends, everything's going to be different. I'm going to be more kind. I'm going to be more sensitive. I'm not going to be so involved in Gashmias. And I'm going to make sure to attend people's simchas. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do 101 things to make a list for. He says, that's fundamentally wrong. Don't think that a single thing is going to change after we get through this, unless we work on ourselves. If we just think that human nature is going to be that automatically we're going to emerge out of this as changed people, we're wrong. We can't fool ourselves. We have an avoda. And right now, the avoda of this month is to connect Nisan, the inspiration that we began with in Pesach, and to connect that, connecting it to the Vav HaChibur, connecting that to Kabbalah Satorah with the month of Sivan, which is the ultimate Hisgalus, when the whole world saw Ein Od Milvado. So that's something to think about, something to work on as we go through these wonderful, uplifting, inspiring days of Sfiras HaOmer.